By golly, I can go back and visit my money at Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I'm hoping that some of your advice will prevent me from having to call you later. I've got a large python that I'm going to, I'm considering selling on consignment in a pet shop.
You're a python?
Yes.
What are you doing with a large python?
That's what everyone asks me. I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I've had the thing since it was very small. It's about 13 feet long now.
You're putting me on.
No, I've had it for 10 years.
You got a python?
A reticulated python.
Oh, what kind?
It's called a reticulated.
Oh, what's a reticulated python?
Well, do you remember that picture that Nastasha Kinski took years ago with the snake wrapped around her?
Yeah,
that actress.
Yeah.
Well, this is a different kind than that, but it gets about the same size.
13 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
How big in circumference or diameter? Let's try diameter. At the fat point.
8 inches? Maybe.
How much does this little treasure weigh?
About 20 pounds.
That's all? 13
yeah.
feet long, only 20 pounds?
Yeah, it's not very thick.
Not much meat, is it?
No, this particular snake is not very thick. It's very long, though.
Yeah, I can see. And why are we suddenly deciding to get divorced from the snake?
Well, the snake is, I've had it for quite a while, and it's getting to the point where it's not as much fun as it used to be. And it's getting quite strong.
How long would this animal get if you just kept on keeping it?
32 feet, I think, is the maximum for this type of snake.
32 feet of snake.
I have to buy another house.
Are you married?
No. That may be why.
What's that?
That may be why I'm not married.
I'm starting to, I would think. Do you live with some? I mean...
Nope, just the snake and me.
Who else would... how does this affect your social life? Well, come on in and meet my roommate, 13-foot snake.
Well, it's strange. People think I'm a little strange. They call me Snake Lady and various things, and they think it's pretty funny.
Well, you decided to get straight and get rid of the snake, huh?
Yeah, and the reason that I'm going to try to sell it through the pet shop is I considered, putting it out in the paper, but then I don't want people I don't know in my house, and I don't want the crank phone calls I will undoubtedly get.
How much would a snake like this cost?
Well, they've got one in the pet store near me for about $1,500, and it's 15 feet long. Same type of snake I have. So I would say maybe $1,000.
How long do these little fools live?
A long time. This one's only 10 years old, and this one's, I would say probably 30 years, maybe more, depending on how well they're taken care of. Yeah, I know.
I always said, no home is a home without one.
Anyway, the question that I have is, I realize that putting something on consignment, when you're talking about a live animal, could have potential problems.
Yes, it could. What happens when it dies?
Exactly. We had a pet shop here in town just burned down last week, to the ground, and it was an aquarium store, and I got to thinking that if something terrible were to happen like that when my snake were in the store... I just wanted to get your opinion on what kind of things I should have in this consignment contract.
Well, I'm not sure there's a whole lot they could do about a fire.
Uh-huh.
And I would assume that they have to exercise due care, but
uh-huh.
things do happen with live animals.
Mm-hmm.
They only will take it on consignment? They won't just buy it from you?
Well, they could, but I could get more money from it if I sell it on consignment.
How much will they offer you for it outright?
That I'm not sure of. The one that they have for $1,500, they were telling me they paid the owner $500 for it.
Much. Sounds not too far off.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
How much would they give you on consignment?
That I'm not sure of either. I would probably say maybe half that.
No, they give you more. You mean half again, you mean?
Probably half the cost of the selling of the snake, so maybe, I don't know.
Well, what I'm trying to get to is you said $500 for the snake if they bought it outright from you.
That's what they bought the 15-foot.
Well, how much difference can there be for 2 feet?
Probably not too much difference. I don't know what the price would be for the snake. I talked to the owner today, and they said that they want to see the snake, of course, make sure it's in good health and that type of thing. And they've got a couple large snakes we're going to be moved out of the store this week. And when that happens, that they'll have room to
put... Well, why are they moving the snakes out of the store?
They're selling them.
Uh-huh.
They've got a couple other large ones that they're selling.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure of the exact money, but my only concern, my only question to you was, what types of things should I be aware of? Because
my inclination would be to try to strike a deal where they buy it.
Oh, you think that'd be the best?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Be out from under.
Uh-huh.
I mean, things do happen, and I guess, I don't know how hardy an animal we're talking about. I really don't know the answer to that.
Uh-huh.
Are they a very hardy animal?
Well, they're prone to respiratory infections if they're not kept warm and they're not, if they're not kept clean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put, if you go to feed them and you put an animal in there that's alive, it can hurt the skin of the snake, and there are things that can happen. People in the store could pick it up and maybe drop it.
I think I'd be inclined to try to sell it outright.
Okay.
Take a little less money and be done with it.
Okay, that'd be a lot easier.
And then your social life is going to increase geometrically. What do you do for a living?
I work in a casino.
What do you do?
I'm a cocktail waitress.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm just curious what people do with snakes.
Well, I've grown up in the desert, and I've always loved reptiles. And I've had this one since it was about 3 feet long. And I considered being a herpetologist when I was younger, but I checked into it and decided I didn't want to do that. But I find reptiles fascinating. I enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you know, I want to make sure it goes to a good home and it's got.
How do you do that?
Well, that's but the other problem. I've got to make sure when I talk to the people at this pet shop, I don't just want to get rid of this thing that I've had for 10 years.
Well, that crossed my mind. It just occurs to me that you might want to consider advertising it on a weekend or someplace that you could have. From this hour to this hour only, on the front porch or something of that nature.
That might not be a bad idea.
The neutral territory, I understand you don't want strangers trooping through your house.
Yeah.
But you could do that, in the backyard kind of thing. I mean, it must be somebody in your life that you could have kind of babysit you. Because I can understand where a woman would not be comfortable having people that she doesn't know come running in. On the other hand, I don't know how in the world you're going to control who gets it. I mean, somebody can buy it for an exotic menu item.
For an exotic pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that's a potential.
So it would seem to me that you might want to consider running that edge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Take good care. Anybody wants to buy a 13-foot snake? We got one in Las Vegas. What would you do with it? Can you imagine coming home and say, hey, honey, guess what I bought today? Couldn't resist. Or the kid, guess who followed me home? Stacy is making some very, very, wrong, Stacy. We are not selling this for skin. This is going to be a pet. Can you imagine walking in with a 13-foot snake and saying, look what I couldn't resist? I'd love to be a mouse, not a mouse in the corner. No. I would like to, no mice around. Anyway, I'm Bruce Williams. Stick around. I'll tell you, they're out there. This is Talk Man.